First, though, we'll turn to Haiti, where at least 82 people are dead after a school collapsed yesterday. It happened in Pétionville, just east of the capital city of Port-au-Prince. A three-story church school crashed to the ground while morning classes were in session. The reason, according to Haiti's president, René Préval, shoddy construction techniques. Rescuers are still digging through the rubble, finding bodies and survivors. Some of those rescuers come from Doctors Without Borders, and I spoke earlier with that group's head of mission in Haiti. Her name is Isabelle Muyamonara, and she visited the disaster site this morning.
Basically, it's a building with three floors. The two first one collapsed. And because it's on a hill, it's really difficult. And the concrete collapsed on the houses below. We received 58 patients, injured patients, kids, young kids, adolescents, and adults too, because in the school there were the teachers and some of the parents of the kids. We had some severe trauma, head injury, bone fractures too. So we performed something like 11 surgeries yesterday. The rescue team on the site are struggling to reach the survivors. But this morning, they succeed to pull out three kids, two boys and one girl, not hurt, not injured. So they're going to receive more help to proceed during all the day and during all the weekend.
You were at the site today. Is there any chance that more people will still be found alive?
Yeah. After they rescue the three kids afterwards, we have more hope of trying to find survivors. The rescue probably think that there are still people under the concrete.
Isabel, when you went to the scene, what did you see?
All the population were standing on the roof or on the balcony and watching the scene, basically. The whole population is still very shocked about what happened. And I know that they're upset because their construction, it's not a surprise that things like this can happen in Port-au-Prince. I think right now people are very quiet, very calm, and they really hope to have more survivors. It's a dramatic situation for Haiti.
Isabelle Muyamonara of Doctors Without Borders in Haiti, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.